Mother's Day can evoke some of the cutest, heartwarming scenes. Last week, from our office windows, we could see the mothers of our preschool leaving with their children after their Mother's Day tea. Mothers had feasted on mini cranberry muffins that the children had baked under teacher's supervision. They were leaving with what looked like, from our distance, we couldn't see for sure, it looked like they were leaving with tiny flowering plants that I'm guessing the children had grown from seed for the past several weeks, and it looked like the flower pot may have been a plastic cup decorated with glitter and glue and paint. And on Friday, I attended a Mother's Day program at Goldwood Primary School presented by the kindergartners. They sang songs complete with hand motions, and then they ended by reciting a poem dedicated to their mothers. There wasn't a dry eye or an idle camera phone in the room. And yet Mother's Day can also prick or pierce our hearts in a most painful way. Perhaps there were complicated or conflicted relationships with mothers. For many, a mother's death has left a void in their life. For some mothers and fathers, there's an enduring pain and sorrow because of the death of a child. Several years ago, a couple I know from the area theater community asked me to perform their wedding. Last year, they shared the joyful news that they were expecting twins, no less. And then earlier this year, following a typical pregnancy, one of the children was stillborn, and the other died just a few days later. My friends are observing Mother's Day in a way that few of us can imagine. And yet, despite their profound loss, nevertheless, they are glad to have experienced parenthood, and they look forward to welcoming other children into their lives someday. Though most of us will not experience a pain quite that devastating, nevertheless, our love for others will inevitably bring about for us some measure of sacrifice. This is true in deep friendships, in committed relationships, in marriage, and especially when one is blessed with the privilege of becoming a parent. This week I came across an article written by a mother, an article which captured the sacrifices inherent in motherhood. She described a scene one day when she and her daughter were talking. Listen to what the mother wrote. She wrote, "We're sitting at lunch when my daughter casually mentions that she and her husband are thinking of starting a family. Half joking, she says, 'So we're taking a survey. Do you think I should have a baby?' It will change your life, I say, carefully keeping my tone neutral. I know, she says, no more sleeping in on weekends, no more spontaneous vacations. But that's not what I meant at all. I look at my daughter trying to decide what to tell her. I want her to know what she will never learn in childbirth classes. I want to tell her that the physical wounds of childbearing will heal, but that becoming a mother will leave her with an emotional wound so raw that she will forever be vulnerable. I consider warning her that she will never again read a newspaper without asking, "What if that had been my child?" I look at her carefully manicured nails and her stylish suit, and I think that no matter how sophisticated she is, becoming a mother will reduce her to the primitive level of a bear protecting her cub. I feel I should warn her that no matter how many years she has invested in her career, she will be professionally derailed, at least temporarily, by motherhood. I want my daughter to know that everyday decisions will no longer be routine, that a 5-year-old boy's desire to go to the men's room rather than the women's room at McDonald's will become a major dilemma. And however decisive she may be at the office, she will second-guess herself constantly as a mother. Looking at my attractive daughter, I want to assure her that eventually she will shed the pounds of pregnancy, but she will never feel the same about herself. That her life, now so important, will be of less value to her once she has a child, that she would give it up in a moment to save her offspring. But she will also begin to hope for more years, not to accomplish her own dreams, but to watch her children accomplish theirs. My daughter's relationship with her husband will change, but not in the way she thinks. I think she should know that she will fall in love with him again for reasons that she would now find very unromantic. My daughter's quizzical look makes me realize that tears have formed in my eyes since I said to her it will change your life, and so I finally say, "You will never regret it." And then I reach across the table and squeeze my daughter's hand, and I offer a brief silent prayer for her and for me and for all the mere mortal women who stumble their way into this most wonderful of callings, this blessed gift from God, that of being a mother. That description of what motherhood is, written by a mother, captures an overarching characteristic of the art of mothering, whether by biological mothers or adoptive mothers, or by those who find themselves filling a motherly role in the life of a child. What characterizes the art of dedicated, intentional mothering, what characterizes it is this: sacrificial love. Love that looks beyond personal desires. Love that seeks the safety and nurture and encouragement of a beloved. Love that is offered unconditionally without being deserved, without being earned. Love that accepts the person despite not necessarily condoning their every action or word. Sacrificial love. How might a mother, or father for that matter, how might they receive that capability? Where would a mother learn sacrificial love? Where could a mother turn in order to find a model of sacrificial love? Well, we learn sacrificial love from the source of all love, from God. Many of us can recite from memory the declaration from the Gospel of John that you heard a little while ago that begins, God so loved the world that he gave the only Son. That one familiar simple statement conveys three messages. First, God loves us so much as to even call us into being, to create us, to allow us to share the gift of existence and life within this realm of God's creative work. God is love. And it's love that prompted God to create a world in which to express that love. Second, God loves us so much that in order to demonstrate that love in a way we could experience and understand, God entered into our world. God became incarnate, literally, in the flesh. God took on our form, being born into the human experience in the person of Jesus. This idea of Almighty God trying out the daily life of humankind, it brought to mind that classic film from 1953, Roman Holiday, starring Gregory Peck and Audrey Hepburn. I commend it to you if you've never seen it. Hepburn is a European princess who takes advantage of a rare opportunity to escape the isolation, the trappings of royalty, even if only for a day. Her famous regal nature becoming invisible for just one day enabled her to experience what it felt like to live the everyday life of regular folk. God so loved the world that God walked a mile in our shoes, so to speak, so that we could more closely relate to God. And third, of course, when we hear that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, we recall that God gave up Jesus for our sake, for the sake of humankind. So our society's Mother's Day holiday certainly serves as a prompt, reminding us to appreciate, to honor the presence or the memory of mothers who did their best to protect us and nurture us and then propel us toward productive, meaningful lives of our own. For all who were blessed with positive, constructive, nurturing mothers or mother figures in their lives, we can see that their sacrificial nature in their mothering art is a reflection of the innumerable sacrificial, immeasurable sacrificial love that God has for every single one of us. Whether our actions and our attitudes would suggest that we deserve God's love or not, God loves us anyway. And whether we choose to accept or reject God's forgiveness and mercy, God loves us anyway. On this day, when we remember the women who gave us life, let us offer thanks to God that our earthly mother's sacrificial love is a reflection of our Heavenly Father's love.